This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is your host, Barry Maltz, joined by your co-host today, Daniel Maltz. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 307. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business service solution for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, we have a fantastic show for the new year. We're going to ask the question today, why aren't there more women as CEOs of large companies? Contrary to popular belief, my guest today says it's not a matter of opportunity. It actually is something much bigger. And we're going to talk about, can you really talk trash about your competition? What is covered by freedom of speech? And what can get you into a whole mess of trouble? Daniel, what else are we talking about today?
Well, it seems like everyone these days wants to write a book. We're going to talk about how can you get it done while still running your business.
Well, but first, one of the biggest mistakes small business owners make is that they think they don't need a brand. In fact, they believe they can't afford a brand. But remember, a brand is critical to the success of your company. A brand is what customers say about you when you're not around. It's your reputation. It's why customers keep coming back. How can a small business owner establish, maintain their brand? Here to tell us about that is Denise Lee Yan. She is a leading authority on building and positioning exceptional brands. She has served as lead strategist at ad agencies for Burger King and Land Rover and marketing leader for Jack in the Box and Spiegel Catalogs. Denise was the vice president general manager for branding for Sony Electrics. Now she's a speaker and author of a great book called Great Brands Do, the 7 Brand Building Principles that Separate the Best from the Rest. Denise, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So let's ask the first question, which is really the title of the book. What really separates the best from the rest?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that we need to first start with understanding when I say brand, what do I mean? Because, as you said, I think a lot of people think that they don't have time or money to build a brand, and that's usually because they're thinking about needing a logo or a fancy name or a creative tagline or some big advertising campaign. And all of those are expressions of your brand, but your brand is really a much more meaningful idea. It is really the values and attributes that you deliver to customers and that define the way you do business. And so what separates the best brands from the rest that I learned in my research is that great brands take a different approach to brand building. While they're certainly involved in the expression of their brand through those things like logos and names and advertising, they're really more focused on building their brands by operationalizing them, using their brands as management tools to fuel, align, and guide everything their organizations do.
Denise, name some great brands out there, and what exactly can we learn from these great brands?
Well, you know, there are the usual brands, you know, the usual suspects that people use when they talk about great brands: Apple, Amazon, Nike, Starbucks, even IBM or GE. I think what differentiates or what distinguishes these brands is you know, that they tend to have command higher price points and enjoy higher profitability than their competitors, and that's because people are willing to pay more for a product from a brand, from a great brand. You know, that's why we pay $4 or $5 for a cup of coffee from Starbucks. But they also enjoy consumer esteem. You know, the customers think highly of them and feel an emotional connection to them. And then they also tend to have tend to contribute financial value to their companies in the sense that their brands are sometimes more valuable than the hard assets of the company themselves. So those are all characteristics about great brands, and really, as I said, they've got to be so great by elevating brand building from a simple advertising or communications task to the most critical way of managing and growing their business.
So, Denise, one of the things that a lot of small business owners are probably listening to this and they're thinking, well, that's really great for Apple and Starbucks. You know, they got billions of dollars to establish a brand. But what can I do as a small business to make sure that a consumer remembers who I am?
Right. Well, I borrowed a concept from Eric Ries, who wrote the book, The Lean Startup.
Right, he's been on the show.
And that book was all about, yeah, I'm sure you guys can, you know, talk about it and are familiar with that. You know, the book is all about, you know, developing product hypotheses and testing them in the marketplace with minimal resources. And in the same way that he introduces a minimum viable product idea, the MVP, I would suggest that you can create an MVB, minimum viable brand. There are certain aspects of your brand that you can develop now with minimal resources, and then, you know, wait till later when you have more resources to build out your brand. So if you don't mind, I'll just
run through
that MVB framework for you really quickly.
Yeah, please give us a place to start.
Okay. So the framework involves asking and answering six questions, and I call them your six whats. Your first is, what do we stand for? That is your brand essence or your purpose or your mission. The second is, what do we believe in? What are our defining values? Again, you know, what is the way that you do business that is distinctive? The third is, what people do you seek to engage? Who is your target audience? Four, what distinguishes us? What are your key differentiators? Then you go into, what do we offer? What is the overarching experience and the value of that experience to folks? And then the last part is, what do we say and show? And that's more about your look, your lines, and your messaging, and your logo.
So in the book, Denise, you talk about something called brand as business approach instead of traditional branding approach. What does that mean?
Right. So the traditional branding approach would start with that last what and say, okay, if we just need to figure out what we're going to say about ourselves, what we're going to show, what is our logo going to look like, what is our website going to look like. And again, those things are important, but they are only one aspect of brand building. And the brand as business management approach answers those other five questions and considers them just as important as that last one in terms of expression. So brand as business is about, there's no difference between your brand and your business. If your brand represents the values you deliver to customers, that's what you need to be cultivating and developing through, you know, strong strategy and culture and core operations and customer experience. And then you must have your brand, your traditional branding activities also.
So do you think that the small business owner out there listening really can do this themselves, take themselves through this process, or do you really need a guide?
Well, I think that, you know, sometimes having an objective perspective is helpful, and so you might want to bring in a creator resource or a facilitator, but a lot of this you should be able to develop on your own through some, you know, some focused work sessions where you are, you know, you and maybe your partners or your leadership team are coming together and being very thoughtful, gathering as much data and insights as you have about your market, about your customer, and just going through this framework. I don't think it's something that's expensive or time-consuming. It's just something that you have to have the discipline and commitment to do.
So a lot of small business owners there are thinking, well, I'm not quite sure I understand what the difference is between a brand and a tagline. What is?
So let's talk about Nike, probably one of the world's, you know, greatest and most popular brands out there. You know, for a long time they had their tagline, "Just Do It."
Right.
That was a clever and creative way for people to kind of, you know, have some sense of what Nike was all about. But Nike, the brand, is so much more than just those three words. You know, their mission as a company is to bring innovation and inspiration to every athlete. And by the way, if you have a body, you're an athlete. And so everything they do, whether it's, you know, the Jordan sneakers that are so popular to, you know, during this time, or, you know, whether it's the outfits outfit the Olympic teams for, just the t-shirts that we wear around, all of those are representations of the brand, those values and attributes that distinguish Nike. And then that tagline is just a clever way for us to remember all of those associations.
So one of the things that we've really seen recently, been in the headlines, is really the Uber brand, right? About whether, you know, they're really for men and not for women. Are they making a mistake and are they hurting their brand, do you think, in the long run?
Wow, I am so interested in Uber because, you know, if you'd asked me a month ago, I would have been very bullish about them. I think that they have really introduced a whole new way of living and for people, and it's very exciting. I think people really value their service and feel a real affinity to the brand. But because they've had these negative stories that have come out about them, I'm not sure whether they will be able to address the concerns that people have. And so I think the jury is still out on whether Uber is a great brand or not.
I think they had the potential.
They had all the makings of a great brand, but really how they handle the PR problems they have is really going to determine whether they come out strong in the end.
Well, Denise Leon, thanks for joining us. The book is called Great Brands Do, The 7 Brand Building Principles That Separate the Best and the Rest. Coming up next, how come only 50 of the CEOs of Fortune 500 are actually women? The answer coming right up. This is AM 560, The Answer.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm George Katsourilos, taking a look at your traffic. No problems report on the Edens, Kennedy, Eisenhower, or Stevenson at the moment. Dan Ryan, I-57, the Bishop Ford fine. So is Lakeshore Drive and the Elgin O'Hare Expressway. Tollways moving well. The Tri-State, Jane Addams, Reagan Memorial, and Veterans Memorial, delay free. Same thing goes with Route 53 and I-80, I-80-94, the Chicago Skyway, Indiana Toll Road, and I-65, all doing fine. This traffic report is brought to you by Million Dollar Quartet. Million Dollar Quartet has been extended. Don't miss the night Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley played together and made rock and roll history. The perfect show for the whole family, now playing at the Apollo Theater. Visit Ticketmaster.com. AM 560 weather, right now it's snowing in about 36 degrees. Our next update will be in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
It was January.
This will be a year of action.
Mr. Bieber, you are charged with...
2014.
Give America a race!
Terrorism.
I am embarrassed.
This is a fight that belongs to the Iraqis.
8 to 12 inch snowfall.
Below zero temperatures.
Death pump.
What happens in 2015?
Hold on, your best corner in the game!
Happens here.
I'll act on my own.
HealthCare.gov is not secure today. It's even worse.
AM 560.
Working for peace.
The Answer.
Mandy, how are you? So I heard you and Kyla started your own yoga studio. Congrats.
Hi, Janice. Yeah, we've been talking about starting our own business for years. It's called Sunlight Yoga. You should definitely come check it out.
Wow, yeah, I definitely will. So are you two a partnership or LLC or what?
Well, we really don't have any official organization like that. We are just a small business.
Well, yeah, but aren't you afraid of someone getting hurt at your studio? You don't want to be personally liable for that, do you?
Well, no, I guess I haven't really thought about that.
Speaking from my own experience, starting my own interior decorating company, there are so many things you have to figure out when it comes to starting your own business.
Maybe you're right. Do you know any good lawyers?
Sure. Saper Law Offices. They specialize in this kind of law. They can help you form your business organization, register your trademark, and draft all of your contracts and agreements you'll need to set up your business for success.
For able and experienced small business lawyers and affordable, accessible legal services, call Saper Law Offices at 312-527-4100 or visit Saper Law at saperlaw.com.
You started with a passion to be your own boss and built a business doing something that you know and love. You've achieved a level of success, but perhaps have reached that sticking point where you need guidance to reach the next level. Maybe it's managing cash flow, increasing sales and conversion ratios, recruitment, employee retention, or something else. I'm PJ Wild with Action Coach, the world's number one business coaching firm. For example, I recently helped a client of mine restructure their approach to hiring and retaining seasonal workers. It is so revolutionary that we have eliminated the spikes that come from seasonal payroll and eradicated turnover from their company. Let me put my 20 years of business experience to work for your business. Please give me a call, and without obligation, you'll receive a complimentary business coaching session. There's no risk. Call me, PJ Weiland, at Action Coach. Dial 847-739-3079 or visit bestchicagocoaching.com. That's 847-739-3079.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, welcome back. I'm joined here by my co-host, Daniel Mulch. We're going to talk about how come there's only 50 women as CEO of Fortune 500 companies. What really has gone wrong? Our guest today is Lisa Falzone. She's the CEO of Revel and an iPad POS system and member of the Forbes 30 Under 30 list for 2013-2014. And she's got a great viewpoint on this. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be here.
So what's really the story about why there aren't more women as leader of tech companies? Is that because the venture business that provides the funding is really so male-dominated?
I think that is definitely one of the factors. I think the ability to raise funds as far as for like a CEO co-founder, I also founded the business. I think that the VC landscape is definitely a factor among a couple other factors as well.
So, Lisa, what exactly can be done about this?
Well, I think first off, when I went to Stanford, and I've had about a dozen friends that have started companies, or tried to start them. You know, some have been successful, some haven't been successful. But when I look at, like, that group of people, you know, all of them are male. And so for some reason, the women who are just as smart and just as capable are actually not going out there and starting them in my age group. So or weren't. Now they're starting to more. So I think it's a matter of, number one, more women need to try and start businesses. Because I've noticed just from my peer group that the women are just not trying as much as the men in my peer group as far as, like, starting businesses. And then, second, I definitely do think that there needs to be more women VCs as well.
So Lisa, why is that? Where do women get the message that maybe they shouldn't or can't or whatever the reason is start more businesses? Where do they learn that?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, obviously there's a ton of, like, research. You know, women are told that they can't do math and science. Women are told that they can't do X, Y, and Z. So, you know, so maybe that they're listening to that. I mean, obviously I didn't get that message because I started my own business. I will say that I definitely didn't have a lot of support. I mean, no one was like, oh, Lisa, you're tested to start your own business. But I just said, you know, whatever, this is what I want to do. I want to do it anyway. So I'm not quite sure where they get the message from, but I think that they need to realize they're just as capable as men and go out there and take the risk. I mean, sometimes the women can be a little bit less risk averse, I think, for some reason. And, you know, you have to be willing to take that risk for a lot of success. I mean, risk equals reward. So you have to be willing to be able to fail, and that is a possibility, but do it anyway.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are too afraid to fail.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Now, I go to Michigan State University, and I saw that you go to Stanford, so I apologize about what happened at the Rose Bowl game last year.
I was there.
one of my questions is, what can college students learn now, male or female, in school to become better CEOs for the future?
To become better CEOs or better founders?
Well, both.
What can they learn in school? As far as teaching entrepreneurship, I think school can give you, a great business background, general, accounting, this kind of thing. But sometimes, you know, entrepreneurship is skills that can't – I don't really think you can take a book and learn how to be a great entrepreneur. I think that there's just some skills that are like a little bit more intangible. Some of them can be taught, but some of them can't necessarily be
right.
Taught.
So it comes with the experience and also the failure and succeeding and all that.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, I mean, I was an athlete, and so I loved competition. I loved like the adrenaline rush. I loved dealing with high pressure situations. And, you know, I think there's a lot of different factors, but I think some of them are just a little bit more intangible than what, like, actually being in a classroom and learning how to be an entrepreneur.
We're talking with Lisa Falzone. She's the CEO of Revel. Lisa, one of the most important, interesting things I think about this discussion is some of the recent studies actually show that women are really better leaders and managers than men because they really know how to do collaboration a lot better. What do you think?
I wouldn't know on that question. I've seen women that are, you know, have a ton of ego and aren't very good at collaborating. I think in general, women are a little bit more humble, and maybe that's just because we're still kind of growing in the business world. So we're in general, you know, we're more humble. But I don't know if you can make kind of a generalization like that. Potentially, there's been studies. I'm not sure. I wouldn't be able to comment on that.
So, Lisa, what skills do you think that you really had as a woman that's really helped you, you know, found and lead a tech startup?
Yeah, I think at the beginning, I think you've got to be comfortable with the idea of taking a risk, and that it's not a for sure thing, and you're creating your own path. But that really excites me. Because you really don't know what's going to happen, and you have to be okay with the idea of failure. But you know, like I said, risk is reward. So I think also I'd say it's kind of hard to look at yourself and assess your own skills, but I think, I'm very competitive as far as, I love the competition aspect. I like working on a team. I like growing a team. I like creating. And I don't think there's anything more fun than just creating something out of nothing. And that's what being an entrepreneur is about.
Lisa, do you really think that, you know, the Gen Yers and now the digital natives that are really coming along, perhaps they're going to be a lot less afraid to really start businesses because it seems like it's in their blood to do this collaboration and teamwork. So that might shift it more towards people starting more business, especially women.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So I've also noticed, you know, people that are about 5 years younger than I am, you know, 24, 20, 25, there are more women entrepreneurs, and more women are willing to do that and venture off on their own.
I'm really hoping that really comes along. So when you were chosen as Forbes 30 Under 30 list, who else was on that list? And that must have been feel really honored with the whole thing.
Yes, no, I think it's a great honor. I think, I was in the tech section, so the last 2 years. So tech, I don't remember exactly who else was on the list, but it was all, you know, a bunch of tech entrepreneurs that you would probably recognize.
So Lisa, the last question I had for you, if there was one piece of advice that you had for aspiring women entrepreneurs out there, they're interested in starting their own business, but they're not quite sure they want to take the next step, what's your one piece of advice you'd give to them?
My one piece of advice is if you don't take the step, who will? So I think it's just basically you just got to go out there and do it.
And so talk to people about, you know, that a lot of folks are really afraid to fail. So what do you say to that? Well, I'm really afraid that if I go do this and it's not going to be good for my career.
I think that's one thing that you really have to overcome in starting your own business is that possibility. But I think you have to. For me, in order to overcome that, I said, you know, I'd rather follow my dreams and do what I'm really passionate about than fail than never try at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Lisa, thanks so much for being on the show. We're talking with Lisa Falzone. She's a member of the Forbes 30 Under 30. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Now, have you ever thought of writing a book? Every small business owner actually has one in them, and it can be really great for the branding of your company. Coming up, we'll show you exactly how to get it done. This is AM 560, The Answer.
opened the floodgates of government spending. If it wasn't out of control before, it is now. Under President Obama, the federal deficit has grown by 70%, over $7 trillion more than when he took office. At a time when we're drastically slashing the military budget, reducing our own protection, we're now paying for the food stamps of 47 million Americans. How do we close the floodgates? This radio station knows how. Just listen. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. The NFL's postseason picture is getting clearer.
The Baltimore Ravens getting a win on Saturday and a date next week at New England against the Patriots. The Ravens in Pittsburgh getting a 32-17 AFC wildcard win over the Steelers. The Carolina Panthers downing the Arizona Cardinals 27-16 at home in Saturday's NFC wildcard game.
Fox Radio's Paul Stevens. Today's wildcard matchups feature the Bengals and Colts and the Lions and Cowboys. The British Coast Guards rescued 25 people from a massive car-carrying ship that ran aground in a sandbank near the Isle of Wight.
The locals I've spoken to cannot believe that a vessel of that size has run aground on Bramble Bank, because everyone here knows that there is that sandbank out there, and people have actually played cricket on it.
Enda Brady of Sky News. The vessel stuck in the mud at a 45-degree angle. Hopes that this morning's high tide would right the ship have faded. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm George Cotterillos, taking a look at your traffic. No problems to report on the Edens, the Kennedy, the Eisenhower, or the Stevenson. Dan Ryan, I-57, the Bishop Ford Vine. So is Lakeshore Drive and the Elgin O'Hare Expressway. Not seeing any problems with the tollways. Tri-State Jane Addams, Reagan Memorial, and Veterans Memorial clear. So is Route 53 and I-80. 8094, the Chicago Skyway, Indiana Toll Road, and I-65, problem free. This report is brought to you by Million Dollar Quartet. Million Dollar Quartet has been extended. Don't miss tonight. Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley played together and made rock and roll history. The perfect show for the whole family. Now playing at the Apollo Theater. Visit Ticketmaster.com. AM 560 weather right now. It is about 32 degrees with snow in the area. Our next update will be in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Have a great idea for a business, but not sure where to start? Turn your dream into a reality. Visit startwithsage.com to access business planning tools, templates, and other helpful resources. Soon you'll feel the pride of ownership that every small business owner gets to experience. You can do it, and Sage is here to help you along the way. Start turning your great idea into a small business. Visit startwithsage.com today.
As a small business owner, you wake every morning feeling like you're on a never-ending hamster wheel. Your energy and interest are waning. You've tried many things to turn your business around, but you failed. You and your business are literally stuck. You keep looking for that magic bullet that will be the tipping point to take it to the next level. Sound familiar? You're not alone, and help is on the way. Read Barry's new book, How to Get Unstuck, 25 Ways to Get Your Business Growing Again. It reveals the 25 most common reasons why companies get stuck and how to fix them. Go to BarryMoltz.com.
Some will travel to the extreme corners of the earth in search of inner peace, but you don't have to travel halfway around the world to discover the benefits of the Pink Himalayan Salt Cave. Heal your mind and body close to home in downtown LaGrange at Primal Ocean Salt Cave. For years, the benefits from salt caves have ranged from respiratory improvement to the healings of skin conditions. Your journey to wellness begins when you step into the pink Himalayan salt cave and relax under an illusion of a star-filled night sky. Primal Ocean Salt Cave also offers other unique spa treatments. Experience the weightlessness of floating in the aquascape bed. Feel the deep relaxation of an aqua massage and feel renewed with an ionic detox foot bath. Relax, renew, and recharge. Call Karen or Peggy at the Primal Ocean Salt Cave in LaGrange to make your appointment today at 708-482-2505. That's 708-482-2505. Or take a virtual tour at primaloceansaltcave.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. I'm joined by my co-host, Daniel Maltz. You know, there are hundreds of thousands of nonfiction books written every year, and that number is only going up. At one point or another, you've got to admit, as a small business owner, you've wanted to write a book. Every small business owner thinks about that because they know that it can boost their brand. But they wonder, how can they get it done while running their business? There are a lot of editors and ghostwriters that can help. My next guest is Rich Mincer, who is an author and ghostwriter for over 60 nonfiction titles. He's also the founder and owner of Your Book Your Way, a professional ghostwriting service. He has written, edited, or, as he says, rewritten books for Entrepreneur Press, St. Martin's Press, Crown Publishing, as well as for companies such as Disney and L'Oreal. In the 1990s, Rich was a professional comedy writer for stand-up comics, as well as for The Rosie O'Donnell Show and USA Up All Night. In addition, Rich was a reporter for Variety and later for The Hollywood Reporter, covering the comedy industry. Rich, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be here.
All right, so how does someone go from being a professional comedy writer to a ghostwriter for nonfiction?
I think after a lot of years, people say, when are you going to get serious? So you decide it's time to get serious.
You know? All right, so I got to ask you, because I know Daniel's want to hear this as well, what's the favorite joke you've ever written? Let's hear it.
No, I can't go there.
Oh, you can't go there.
No, I've written a lot of jokes for a lot of people, but I don't know. I don't want to pick and choose and have somebody yell at me.
They're all great.
I hear you. So why do people want to write books? Why do so many people want to write nonfiction books?
I think a lot of people want to get the word out there. It's probably an ego thing, but I think a lot of people want to let everyone know that they're the expert. They know what everybody else doesn't. And sometimes it's true. They are pretty much an expert, and other times they're not, but they want to tell the world what they're doing, and also they want to spread their brand, which is a great reason to do it.
Well, something that I heard was ghost writing. I want to know exactly what a ghostwriter does.
Well, I take all the ideas that are in someone's head for their book. They talk to me, and then I put them down into an actual format that people could read. Because, you know, when you're talking, you go off on tangents and do all sorts of weird things. So I get it all organized for them. I come up with chapters with them, and we do an outline and all that stuff. And then I work back and forth with them for a few hours every week on the phone, through emails, on Skype, any way they want to talk or work. And we get a book pulled together. I write it for them. I try to keep it in their voice. I want it to sound like they would say it. But, you know, it takes a lot to actually get it on paper and then edit it.
Now, what exactly is ghost blogging now? Is it the same thing or is it different? If it's different, how is that done?
No, it's pretty much the same thing. It's just, you know, real short and a blog and, again, trying to keep it in the person's voice. Because people think they can write a blog every week, and by, like, the third week they're sitting there going, I have no idea what to say or what to do, or they don't have the time to do it. So they call me and say, you know, I want to talk about this and that, and I look it up, and we talk about it.
Now, a lot of people are probably thinking, well, I don't want to use a ghostwriter because it's not really my words. And I will tell you, when I wrote my first of five books, I wouldn't have got it off the ground if I didn't have a ghostwriter help me along, because we had conversations, recorded those conversations, Rich, and then we put them, we had them transcribed, and that was a really good starter. So It really is a great way for business owners to do it, right?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly how we do it. And, you know, I find a lot of people have a lot of great ideas, but just really don't have the time to sit down and do it. And they know that. They know they just don't have the time. So that's why they want to have a ghostwriter with them.
So what kinds of things do you actually do to actually coach people through to write the book that's really in their voice? Because obviously you don't want them to write a book that's in your voice.
Right, exactly. Well, I also, one of the things I do is coaching. And the coaching is kind of a lead-in to writing a book. It's talking about, I coach them through the outline, we go back and forth with their outline, and we go back and forth with the table of contents and the key points they want to get to. And we kind of, coaching is kind of all the stuff you would do before you do the actual book. You know, it's like when the golfer takes those practice swings and gets the grip right and the feet right. You know, it's all that preliminary. Excuse me, all that preliminary stuff.
And so do you feel that when you did comedy writing for other comics, this was a really good way to actually get into their voice?
Yeah, oh yeah, comedy writing did that. Yeah, that helped me a lot because you want to write it the way they're going to get up and say it. You can't teach somebody how to deliver it. You can only write it for them. So that was a very good training ground for doing this. And most comics, even the ones who seem like they're making things up on the spot, they all have writers. They all have people working with them.
So the next question, of course, any small business owner is going to ask is, what is this going to cost?
Ghostwriting has a pretty wide range. I'm somewhere in the middle group. Most of the books, well, it depends on the size of the book. But, you know, an e-book can be a few thousand dollars, and a full 200-page book is probably around $20,000. And I've seen people from $5,000 to $100,000. There's all sorts of fees out there.
So, Richard, people are interested in learning more about ghostwriting or ghost blogging. How do they get in touch with you?
Best thing to do is go to my website at yourbookyourway.net, or they can email me at rs, like in Sam, m, like in Mary, z, like in zebra, at optonline.net, optonline.net.
Rich, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Coming up next, it's 2015. Is this the year that you finally get your business unstuck? Is this the year that you're going to take your business to the next level and finally make the money that you deserve? Coming up, I'm going to show you exactly the way to do that in 5 easy steps. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm George Cotsarillos taking a look at your traffic. Right now, if you're traveling on the Edens, it's all clear each way. Same thing with the Kennedy inbound O'Hare to downtown, 20. For Montrose is 10. Same thing back out to Montrose 10. Back out to the airport is 20. Eisenhower all clear both directions. It'll take you 29 minutes between Thorndale and the Circle. 34 on the Stevenson each way between 355 and Lakeshore. Dan Ryan, I-57. The Bishop Ford fine. So is Lakeshore Drive and the Elgin O'Hare Expressway. Now, if you're traveling on the tollway, it's pretty quiet there. Tri-State, Jane Addams, Reagan Memorial, Veterans Memorial, all fine. Route 53 and I-80, same thing. I-80-94. The Chicago Skyway, Indiana Toll Road, and I-65, all those roadways in and out of northwest Indiana moving at posted speeds. AM 560 weather right now, it's snowing and about 36 degrees. Our next update will be in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Your business is stuck. It's not where you thought it would be after starting it so many years ago. You're not making the money you need. Some of the reasons it's stuck. You let today's emergencies dictate your plan. You take dangerous risks instead of calculated actions. Your customers can't find you when they're ready to buy. Your fear of rejection stops you from selling. Maybe you stop marketing as soon as your revenue increases. You hate your customers. You only hire employees who are weaker than you. Maybe you allow lousy employees to overstay their welcome. You think your business is only about growing sales. Learn the 25 most common reasons why companies get stuck and how to fix them in Barry's new book, How to Get Unstuck, 25 Ways to Get Your Business Growing Again. Go to BarryMaltz.com. Pick up the book. Learn the 25 most common reasons why companies get stuck and how to fix them. Get Barry's new book, How to Get Unstuck, 25 Ways to Get Your Business Growing Again. Go to BarryMaltz.com.
Are you tired of being overweight? Do you struggle with food cravings? Do you get tired during the day? Do you have problems sleeping at night? Do you exercise but still find it hard to lose weight? Have you tried every new diet out there? Does your body look and metabolize like everyone else's?
Of course it doesn't. So you don't need a one-size-fits-all diet. You have individual needs. It's time you had some individual answers for your weight loss concerns. If you're ready for some answers, then go to LincolnParkWeightLoss.com and register for a free weight loss seminar from Errant Healthcare. They'll teach you how to finally lose weight and keep it off. Seating is limited at each seminar, so go to LincolnParkWeightLoss.com now or call 312-640-2020 to register for this free informative weight loss seminar brought to you by Dr. Richard Arendt at Lincoln Park Weight Loss. Visit LincolnParkWeightLoss.com now or call 312-640-2020.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs. And I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first 5 callers. I guarantee this is your year.
Okay, this is just frustrating. I just got a cease and desist letter from one of our biggest competitors telling me I have to stop using our business name. They say our names are too similar, but I've had this name for the last 5 years. How can they just come after me now?
Well, it's not that simple. Trademark law is pretty complex. I should know since I've been sued before. You need to get a trademark lawyer. They'll tell you what you need to do.
For all things trademark, call Saper Law Offices at 312-527-4100 or visit Saper Law at saperlaw.com.
As a small business owner, you wake every morning feeling like you're on a never-ending hamster wheel. Your energy and interest are waning. You've tried many things to turn your business around, but you've failed. You and your business are literally stuck. You keep looking for that magic bullet that will be the tipping point to take it to the next level. Sound familiar? You're not alone, and help is on the way. Read Barry's new book, How to Get Unstuck, 25 Ways to Get Your Business Growing Again. It reveals the 25 most common reasons why companies get stuck and how to fix them. Go to barrymoltz.com.
When it comes to fixing things around the house, plumbing can be a real problem. But like any other problem, if you fix the underlying cause, then the problem goes away. If you've got low water pressure in your shower, sink, or washing machine, then the underlying cause is almost always your rusted and corroded pipes. The solution is to repipe your home by replacing those old clogged pipes with new, high-quality copper pipes. I'm Jeff Butler, owner of Repipe Specialists. We've been solving this problem by giving people brand new pipes and great water flow in their house for over 2 decades. In celebration of this 20 years, for a limited time, we're offering something we have never done before, and it's just for our Illinois customers. When you repipe the hot pipes in your house with us, we'll throw in all the cold water pipes and the patching for free. Plus, you still get a lifetime guarantee. So call now, 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING. Get a hot side repipe and then get the cold side and the patching for free. 800-737-4746.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Welcome back. We're joined by my co-host, Daniel Mulch. You know, for better or worse, it's easier than ever to talk trash about your competitors or about your worst employees. But is this a good idea, and can it get you in legal hot water? Here to help is our resident legal expert, Dahlia Saper. She's handled many high-profile cases and is regularly interviewed on national TV, radio, and in publications including Fox News, CNBC, ABC, the Chicago Tribune, WGN Radio, NPR, and a slew of smaller websites. She has repeatedly received the honor of being named a rising star by Super Lawyers Magazine. Dahlia has also been honored as a 40 Under 40 by the Law Bulletin Publishing Company. Dahlia, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me, Barry.
So I so badly want to talk trash about my competitors. Can I do that without getting in trouble?
Yeah, well, the real answer to that question depends on what it is you've actually said about your competitors. If you want to go out on, you know, the internet and say things like, I think our competitor's product is crappy, or I think it looks like expletive.
We don't want to get beeped out, so we can't say that on this show.
Yeah, I said expletive. That's you know, probably okay. So long as you're expressing mere opinions about your competitor or your employer, for that matter, you should be in the safe zone. However, as soon as those comments turn to attacking the product itself and they're based on false statements of fact, you know, my competitor uses plastic instead of, you know, some superior material, then you're getting into the realm of online or just realm of defamation or product disparagement, and both of those have legal ramifications.
Now, I go to Michigan State University, and something that we love to do at Michigan State University is talk trash about University of Michigan, obviously, and vice versa. So something that I wanted to ask is that isn't trash talking protected by your freedom of speech?
Freedom of speech certainly protects trash talking. However, as long as your trash talking remains kind of what's called rhetorical hyperbole or in context, obviously a joke, you'll be fine. But if your trash talking starts to make false statements of fact, representations that are not accurate, you know, that Michigan has disciplined all of its players, for example, which is absolutely not true, then freedom of speech will not protect that. You can't lie about verifiably true or false statements of fact.
So, Dahlia, do you see a lot of this where you have small business owners suing each other for libel because one's made a false statement about the other?
Well, you know, it is a really effective form of sabotage, especially when you're looking at the importance of review sites and how businesses are able to sell their products or services. So the Angie's lists and the Yelps, and oftentimes it's either a disgruntled employee or a competitor who's going and writing false reviews. So do they rise to the level of litigation? Absolutely. I'd say that 30% of our cases involve some sort of online defamation, and many of those are made falsely. They're not actual consumers making the statement.
Well, Dahlia, thanks again for being on the show. Where can people learn more about the work you're doing and how you're helping small business owners?
Sure. Well, you can find out more information about defamation and related topics at saperlaw.com. Saperlaw.com.
Dahlia, thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that's it for this episode of Business Sanity Talk Radio. I want to thank our sponsor, Sage One Nixtiva, and of course, my co-host, Daniel Mulch.
You are very welcome.
And special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin, and our producer behind the glass, Debbie. If you're serious about, in this new year, 2015, about getting your business unstuck, give me a call, 773-935-5181. Or you can email me at barry@mulch.com, or better yet, go to www.barrymulch.com/unstuck. Isn't 2015 the year that you actually move your company ahead, get it unstuck, and make the money that you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymulch.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
With an increasing number of Illinois